And so I'm just wondering, did you introduce yourself to the group that was here, or did you just start?
No, we just started singing.
Well, let me introduce them. Actually, they need no introduction because you've heard them, but this is the Humble Servants Gospel Singers. And I wonder, tell us a little bit about the group, how long you've been together, a little bit of your past history.
This is Ms. Mike Wright. I'm Lily Dawson, and she's our manager, so she spoke to the group.
We've been singing 37 years.
Woo! Why
not? And Lily Dawson organized the group. I'm the oldest member in years, but she's the oldest one that's been singing the longest. And this is Mary Johnson.
Hi.
That's Mabee Nichols.
Hello.
Rosa Williams. And our musician is Gloria Blake.
Hi, Gloria.
Hi.
And what brought you together?
Well, we just love singing.
I can tell.
From a child on up. Love singing. So one Sunday afternoon, we just decided we would organize us to do. We had to visit to us to sing. So we just got together, just myself and
I'm the only one
that's here with you.
Right, you've been there, the original.
So we started from there, listened to records. And other groups singing. So in this group, we have what we call lead singers. I've always wanted to be a leader, so I've always been the leader.
Okay.
And we had a baritone. And this is what Ms. McBride sings, the baritone. And we have what we call tenor. We have first tenor.
Right.
Mary Johnson. We have second tenor, Mabee Nichols. And we also have second lead, Rosa Graham. And this is where we blend in, you know, our voices are beautiful together.
Okay, you said, why did they start singing? This is the reason.
That's the reason
that they started singing. See this guy right here? This is 20 years ago. Brian Studio made that picture. 50. So this is why they started playing.
Yeah.
Just tell her we shaved the blood we want.
I was telling my grandfather used to say Vex, he sang by shaking us, but I never really understood what the difference was. I mean, I can tell from the shape.
Well, believe it or not, we don't know either, because we don't sing that one.
You just sing the harmony.
Right.
And we sang the song that we hear other people sing them, then we shake them.
Yeah, right.
To change them to our
song.
You know what we might do? I brought a slide tape program specifically on shape note singing, but we can't show it in this room because there's so much light. Maybe after you sing another number, we could go into the other room because we've got a small enough room, don't we? And the slide program's just about 15 minutes. We can look at it and then come back.
Are we on television? Yes, I'm going to put it on something real good for you.
Put on something good for us. We like it.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so we'll just come on over there. And then we'll come back.
Thank you.
5 minutes. After we get off of work and after we sit for a minute. We have an hour, it's good, so we all pass.
But you put so much of yourself into this type of singing. It's hard to sing for very long anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, 57. 57. 57.
Me at all, but I
those are some of the notes that you saw in there that we took and bent.
Yeah.
And made them do.
You did something all right with those notes, whatever.
You hear people sing other songs, and you like the song. Now, you will hear nobody sing exactly like these people are singing, because they have their own style, what we call our own style of singing. And some people will hear them, and they will copy off of them. And they will hear somebody else sing a song, and it don't fit them, so they'll learn the song, and they'll take those same notes. And they'll bend them around, and they'll twist them, to make it fit them. So this is what we told, used to have full voice. But now they've added, you see, that's 60%.
We have another song that I've been saying, ain't it sweet?
Ain't it sweet? I used to be, isn't it? See how we twist that?
Uh-huh.
Ain't it sweet? Watch the difference in isn't it sweet and ain't it sweet. You just watch the difference.
Okay.
Singing has come from four voices, the five, and six. All people can't mix the voices, I think, because there's so many voices.
Right.
So he added bass, baritone, tenor. That's it, the lead voice. Now they added the top, and they added the treble, and all those voices. See them singing all different voices. Most groups can't do that because they can't mix the fit.
Well, did y'all have to search for each other so you got just the perfect voices so you could sound the way you do, or did you just, how did y'all get together?
Mostly love.
Right.
Hard work.
Uh-huh.
Love.
Uh-huh.
Hard work.
Okay.
Wanting to do.
Right.
I think Liv.
Yeah.
She had her group familiarized how she wanted it to sound. Then she worked with it, and she found this girl, she worked with her, she got them to favor each other. That's what we call favoring each other.
Favoring each other.
Yeah, the songs, you know, the boys will favor each other. Sing so long.
And they do, they blend.
Doing their favor. Yeah, they can. And I think very seldom that one can tell when the other one's wrong, but you can't. When one gets wrong, you'll see the other one look. You know,
and really,
it. You never know the difference.
It's a God-given gift.
It is.
Uh-huh.
It's from God. You know,
hard
that's where
work.
All of our
right. It's very spiritual.
Uh-huh. Comes from God. The talent we call, you know, just the talent.
Well, I wish our church choir could hear you. They need a little shot of something.
Well, this two people here. Real small folks, I was quite young too. When they started singing with the group, we were singing with the Dalton one, I guess, together singing for probably 30 plus years.
Your group?
Yeah.
And y'all were all
see, there's one drop out, we'd add another one to
uh-huh.
it, one drop out, two, three, four, so. And you always usually have someone understudying somebody.
So it's constantly growing.
Constantly growing. Somebody would get sick.
Right.
So now,
we've lost them.
Not too hard to take five people to train one.
Mm-hmm. Are any of you related? Any of the six of you?
Well, yes and no. Well, Miss McBride, this is her niece.
Oh.
And then.
Well, you are too. By marriage, yes. Uh-huh.
I'm ready. We've been
together
so long,
we all feel
like family. Uh-huh. Family. Family. Probably
treat each other that way too.
Yeah.
Do
men
and women ever sing together?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
We used to have a man sing bass with us. He sang for a number of years. He dropped out. When one would drop out, get another. He'll sing, and they want to sing too. You just invite them in, and they come in and sing. They always fit in just right.
In your church service, y'all are all members of the same church. I was going to. My question was, I was going to ask if you were part of the regular service. But
Not as a group.
I'm wondering, Mr. Dars, if you can tell us something about the early days when your group was together, like how you got together and where all maybe you performed and what it was like then.
Yes, I have a picture here going back 40 years. This bitch here that I'm showing you, see how nice, I don't let real kill. This goes back 4 years. My brother's on
that.
Like
yesterday. Where was this taken?
It was taken at, what did I say, Brown?
Brown,
exactly. Brown Studio. Uh-huh. He took that picture. Most of the guys on there dead.
That picture is priceless.
And they were saying, well, it's just love to the saint, love individuals, love people, trying to stay out of trouble. son to do something good. And we was organized out of a Young Men Christian Club, out of our church. And began to like each other, hang around each other. So we hear the different groups singing on radios and different that. So we tried. We had Swan Silvertone, the Dixie Hummingbird, these are local, international. Here in those fellows sing, so we decided that we could do that too. So we organized and we practiced and we get different ones to come in and help us. And we just started. And this time we wasn't using music at all. Music at all.
So it's just, so you just had to learn the song,
yeah,
and
you had to
practice.
And it's hard work. And it's something that you have to want to do before you can do it.
True.
Because the person that can do, the person can do, think you can, know you can do it, and you have to make a sacrifice to do it. And he know you can do it, and he wants you to, she wants you to do it like she wants it done. And you might think you're doing it like it should be done, but the ear that she has know that you're not doing it.
That's true. Right.
Like she wanted done.
So that
blending like we are doing now. That's like I said, now when one get out of tune, one get out of key, we call it, she look at him. He know right quick where he went wrong, then he goes straighten up.
Are you're the group leader, so you're the one that gives them the look?
No.
No, the one next to him.
Okay.
And one, the person standing closest to him, will hear the ear, then he's going to give you some kind of something that you don't know what they're doing. A lot of time they look at him and smile. Or they'll turn the other way or do something to let you know, but you'll catch on and come up. But this is something that you have to be dedicated to.
Right.
You will have to be dedicated.
It sounds like that. Well, I think we've been really blessed by your presence today, and it has been wonderful, wonderful performance. And I know I'm really appreciative. And I wonder if there are any other questions from the audience. Joy.
Yeah. I noticed, Lily, you seem to have some very subtle signals to the group.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Stop.
It's mainly I got it out of one hand.
Yeah. Most time I'm telling them that's it.
Yeah.
what if something, that's the one that I
now see, you know where that came from? That came from this. The football player said. So that's what she's telling them. She said. And then again she was saying. She might know, you know.
Yeah, but that's the only hand thing I have that's just with
it. Feel that hand, I got it now.
Are there new groups being formed? Now, you must have been a very, very young woman when you started. Are there other teenagers?
Yes, we have some of our children just in the same field. They started out since we had. Yeah.
So there are teenage groups that are.
Well, not many teenagers wrong, but
when they first started, they were. Because
They
wanted to sing like other them sing. So her daughter, my son, daughter, and another one I've seen, daughter, started singing some time ago. Well, a lot of them started singing, but as of now, that's what you get. My son, daughter, her daughter, and another lady's daughter, and another lady's son, they're singing.
How many different places would you go to, say, a weekend to sing?
Well, Ms. Nichols, tell me about that. She's the usually one.
How many different places in a weekend would you go to sing? Are you going to be singing someplace else this weekend now?
Not this weekend. We done a weekend in Birmingham last week, and we haven't gotten over that yet. But most times we get two programs in on a weekend because all of us has got jobs except one, you know. So this is real hard to get that much done, you know. But we usually get sometimes three programs in a weekend, but most times just two.
Do an awful lot of traveling then?
Quite a bit. Sometimes we may go 90 miles this way and 150 that way, you know, just opposite directions. So, but we have tried lately to align our programs in succession. That is. direction-wise, you know, trying to get them in the same order. But you can't always do that because when people call, you know, you can't say no. So if you got to go east this Sunday and west next Sunday, that's just the way it goes, you know. But we're so dedicated and we enjoy it so much until we don't mind the miles, you know. We worn out. I don't know how many cars right up down the road. But it's just a pleasure for us to do so. And it really, the miles are not all that long because we enjoy what we do, you know. And then sometimes in traveling to a program, I don't know, somehow or another we feel each other and one person can start singing and we'll sing all the way to where we're going. And you just don't miss, you don't see the miles. You don't realize it's miles, you know. So like I said, we've been in this so long now until we're just dedicated. It's no problem.
This year in May, we have a 3rd annual Florida Folk Festival.
packets. And this is something that we've been doing for years and years, and I'd like to invite, let me just hand Joe a bunch of these, everyone to attend this. We're just a 4-hour drive from Panama City, so it's really not that far. We're right on the Swanee River at the Sea Foster State and Culture Center. So, wonderful 3 days we can get a whole entire emphasis is on clinical positions. So, not only would you be having a chance to hear good performance of music like we had this afternoon, you'll get a chance to sample some of the good traditions down in Florida. We have workshops on various traditions. We have crafts that are demonstrated, and this year we're focusing on the ranching traditions. So our power covers roughly 200 acres, so it's fairly large. There's always something going on. We go from 10 in the morning to midnight, so if you get a chance to go over, I'm sure that you want something that you're interested in. Feel like we all have something to do with the entire family, and it's educational experience as well as entertaining. Well, I thank everyone for their attendance here this afternoon. Sorry that we unless there are further questions or comments, I'd like to thank everyone for attending and being part of our program, and we get to see everyone again.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Oh,
Jesus. Oh, my goodness.